I would like to finish that for this morning. So let's get going. Let's have a word of prayer. Get ready for a morning together in worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for the Word of God. How thankful we are for our relationship with Jesus Christ. We may be under pressure, as nations all over the world are, but we find our joy with Jesus Christ. Pray, Father, this morning our worship is glorifying to your Son. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, we've got one more week on prayer. So let's go to page 354. This is one more now. 354. Near to the heart of God. That is where our prayer should be. It's an easy prayer song, but nevertheless good in its word. So let's stand and sing Near to the Heart of God.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, let's breathe.
First, we have to talk much about our prayers. We have several things to be in prayer about. Need to be in prayer for one another, each other in this assembly. We need to be in prayer for Nell. You doing all right?
I'm doing well, and thank everyone for your prayers. The second eye surgery went well. And
good.
I'm still a little bloodshot, but
right.
Other than that, it's doing
well. But you came out of it all right.
Right.
Good, all right.
Seeing
very
much
good.
Better.
Huh?
Seeing much better.
Good. Oh, so, wow, all right, that is good. We need to be in prayer for our Fran as she continues to battle, so please be in prayer for Fran. Need to pray for the Daigs. Been in prayer for the Daigs for quite some time now. We got to continue to be in prayer. Let me just start off with your dad.
Doing great. My dad is doing great. He's off oxygen. He's walking again.
Good.
He's doing sit-ups to the nurse's consternation. He's doing great, and he's very, very thankful for all the prayers, and just says to tell y'all thank you, and we are incredibly grateful for the prayers and just for God's provision.
Okay. Your mother?
Mom is doing wonderful. She's concerned for my brother. He's in the hospital. We're seeing some improvement.
That was going to be my next one.
No. All right. Part of my mom, just of course. Please pray for my mom to just keep being encouraged and for just God to take that weight off her shoulders about my brother. And
she's doing okay.
She's doing good.
Good. All right, Cameron.
Cameron went back to work on Friday.
Oh wow, good.
Is doing great and feeling good.
Good.
And Addie, his wife.
Yeah.
Third round of interviews. We've been praying for a job for her, and she had her third round of interviews, also at Capital One in an admin position. And should find out by midweek this week if she got the job.
So that'll be our prayer.
That's our prayer.
Okay, we do that. All right, Ben. Ben just went to Aggieland, or he went over last week, but now the Aggieland opened up this week.
The fish arrived yesterday, the new class for the Corps of Cadets. Ben went down last Sunday. He's going to be the chaplain for his outfit and as part of the cadre for his outfit that train the new meat coming in, the new fish. They showed up terrified, and Ben was very happy to be on the other side of that street. He's loving his buddies, his outfit. I was telling Pastor Maddox that we're getting our Bible study going again and looking forward to going back to church. He really found a great church down there with some other friends.
Good.
Aggie, so lots of answered prayer with that for Ben.
Wonderful. And
Maggie.
Just on the other side of it, it's not a spiritual thing in that sense, but he got to try on, put on his boots. And that is a big deal. Now, he can't put it on until the end of the year, but the end of this year, but he's doing that, and that is wonderful. All right, that brings us to Nick.
Nick went to school Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in person. Huge answered prayer.
There he is.
Been in person since January, so we see improvement in his endurance and just lots of answered prayer with him coming off COVID. We weren't sure how that would impact him. He really had pretty mild symptoms overall, and he was really encouraged and his strength was good to go to school. So he's pretty whooped this weekend, but he's catching up on rest, and he's excited about his senior year.
What should be our prayer for Nick?
Physically, for endurance and strength of his body to stay strong and keep getting stronger, and just spiritually for him to just stay encouraged that God has a plan for him that doesn't look like what everyone else's plan looks like, and that's okay. His plan is best and perfect.
Very good. And one more. How is Laura and Chris doing? You.
Oh. We are good.
Who?
You doing all right?
God is faithful, and he provides, and he just keeps showing us that. And Lila and I were just talking about God keeps us close by making sure we remember that we need him.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Let's see. Next, we need to be in prayer for Christians throughout the world. But right now, in what is happening, the Muslims are going on in Afghanistan and murdering Christians. Why don't you think about that? Murdering Christians. That means you're doing fine. No, not doing fine, but you're alive. Somebody knocks on the door, and you're dead. And that's what's happening. And they're doing it to non-Christians, but primarily with Christians. We need to be in prayer for Christians, our fellow believers, all over the world. Yes?
I would add to that one, it's the Taliban.
Yes.
And we need to be in prayer for Christians and the Muslims who are being annihilated over there, that they have the opportunity to find Christ.
Yes. Yep.
Because the Taliban are the ones that are murdering.
Yep.
There are Muslims over there that have been helping the United States for many, many years that are going to be annihilated.
Annihilated. All right.
They're Christians.
People, we need to be in prayer. There's just so many things we need to know and be in prayer about the opportunity to tell others about Christ, but to pray for those who are in Christ. They need our prayer, so we need to be in prayer for them. Faisal.
And he's in Pakistan.
He's back.
He's in Pakistan.
Yeah, he's in Pakistan. And is everything going okay?
I don't know. I mean, the border areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan are a horrible place to be right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how far he is from there. I don't know if he's traveling anywhere near there. But needless to say, as a Christian missionary in Pakistan, he's in harm's way.
Yep. So we need to be in prayer for Faisal, his wife, and family, and for the believers there. Now, yes.
This question, have we heard from Tish and how she's doing? It's been a while we talked about her.
Tish. I talked to her yesterday, and she's just doing very well. She now takes her dialysis during the day, not at night. So she gets to sleep right, and that during the day, and Leslie comes down and helps her. So she's doing very well. She's got a good attitude. Good attitude. All right. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
For my sister, she needs heart surgery to replace a valve. Don't know when or where, but she'll need it in the next couple of months.
She's gone.
When did this happen?
Well, she's already had one valve replacement, and like 7 years ago, and now it's leaking. So they need to replace the replacement.
Okay, we'll be in prayer. Absolutely. Yes.
Also, John's church. There's a couple named Jeanette and John Savard, and they've had the COVID vaccine. But now they both have COVID, and Jeanette's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So just prayers for her, especially for her, because she's the one, it's worse on her.
John has other people also down, and his group is feeling pretty rough. And John and I have fun with each other, and my wife thinks we kind of become irreligious with a spiritual life relationship, but we were talking about it, and he and I have this thing that as more and more of our people get older and more trouble happen to them, our flow, our attitude is the last one off, turn off the light. So
add your students, two sisters.
Yes, my student from Afghanistan has two sisters that are trying to get out of Afghanistan. Please pray for Sal's two sisters in Afghanistan.
And we don't know where they are, how they're doing.
They're at the airport.
They've been trapped outside of the airport. They can't get back into Kabul. They're outside. They've been there at least 2 days and a half.
But they're not in the airport.
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Yeah, all right. So we need to be in prayer for them. My goodness. Do you talk with him?
I've reached out to him since I heard about it on Friday, and I've reached out to him a couple of times, but he hasn't checked back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be in prayer. Very good. Any other prayer requests or no? Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, all right. Everybody look at this hand. We got a new hand there. We like new hands. That's what we love having you here. And what's your prayer request?
So my wife and my brother are planning to come to US here, so we need God blessings so that they can be here in the January or December.
Okay. We will be in prayer. Thank you.
Where are they coming from?
From India.
From India.
Good having you here today. Thank you.
Herman's name is Dalit.
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 Yes.
So we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
Just all of our college students from Liberty that are all over, and just specific prayer that they would find a church, that they would be able to plug in with other believers and be encouraged in their faith, and they're in the battle all over, and so we're thankful for them out there, but pray for strength for them, pray for encouragement for them, and for God to lead them to just the right place to be in the Word and to find other believers to encourage them.
And if you so desire to send a card?
I think we're starting to work on getting some addresses together. I know I'm sure Larry is too. Many of them are just trying to figure out their schedules and where they are.
Yeah, but not right now. But
they're starting to get addresses and stuff like that, and we will work on getting them better so people can send them a card or card.
Our granddaughter is starting college, and she just came home Friday to see her cousin, big birthday at 8, and so she got out, and she's in Kansas, and it turned out that while she's gone in Kansas, the entire school is closed down in COVID-19.
Yeah.
She is closed down. I mean, the school is closed down, and her coach, they talked on the phone, and the coach said, stay home. Just enjoy your home, because if you came home, you wouldn't be able to do a thing. And so let's just be in prayer for Lola and kids in the school there at Kansas. All right, any other prayer requests? All right. Let's prepare ourselves for the Word of God, but let's begin now. You should have two hand-ups today. One handout is this one, the love of God and relationship with God. There is another one, small one. It says, do you know how to pray? This one is just, I've just made this up for those of you that didn't bring in your speech or talk for the last part of prayer. And so I put in the first four that we've already done, and the sixth one is what we'll start with. So you'll have that one. So got that? Got one, the love of God, relationship with God. And then the next one is, do you know how to pray? And we're going to start on verse point six, but I'll highlight it. We got to do that. That's big. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yes. Got to take care of. And that is serious for a lot of reasons. First of all, it is serious before God to be able to have part of praying for God's plan. So taking the offering is part of God's plan and has always been in God's plan. The Old Testament, New Testament, it is our opportunity to have part in taking out finances for the taking care of the young people, of our prayer request, and for the internet and prayer. So let's have a word of prayer and have an offering. Heavenly Father, we pray you hear our prayers. Our prayers for young people, prayers for Christians all over the world, prayers for non-Christians to hear the gospel. Father, we pray you receive the offerings that we're about to give, and that we'll continue to use these offerings to take care of our needs, our outreaches. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for your glory. Amen. Okay, thank you. Let's begin with the word of prayer. So we're studying in the Word of God, and we're going to start with the love of God and relationship with God. This is a finishing up from last Sunday's morning in our study. So let's have a word of prayer. As we study the Word of God, now as we study your prayers to you, pray, Father, that you will open our heads, our shares, things that we need in regard to prayer, what we should pray and not pray. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for His glory. Amen. Now, last week, I loved the last 2 weeks where we had the turmoils that we had in regard to prayer. And so we had that, and I went over and put together some things for all of this. And the first one is the love of God. You are always loved by God. Regardless of what is going on in your life, even those who are not saved are still loved by God. You are still loved by God. Please remember, even in eternity, those in the lake of fire will be loved by God. They choose not to be with God, but He still loves them. That comes to point two. Spirit against the flesh, and flesh against the spirit. We are either filled with the Holy Spirit or in the flesh. We cannot be both at the same time. Sometimes people think they can pray a little bit. No, you're either filled with the Spirit or you're in the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, in order to keep you from doing whatever you desire in the plan of God. So, that we're in a battle all the time. All the time. Not just when you're studying the Word of God or prayer, but you're having fun, doing other things, going to the grocery store. We've got to be in the filling of the Holy Spirit. Now that brings us to point three. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's not a matter of doing or not doing. It's a matter of faith. The only way to please God is by faith. It is not a matter of doing something to please God. It is a matter of trusting Him. That's the great issue. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, very important. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For the ones who come to God must believe that He exists and that He proves to be one who rewards those who seek Him. Romans chapter 14, verse 23, whatever is not from faith is sin. Two powerful things. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, and whatever is not of faith is sin. It is not a matter of being good before God. It is the issue of faith in Him. When you have faith in Him, you're in the power of the Holy Spirit, then you'll do good. That's the way it works. It doesn't a matter of if you do good, things will happen in that regard. No. First of all, faith, filling of the Spirit, faith, and the issue of the joy of pleasing God and satisfying God. Now that brings us to point four. The fulfillment of the plan of God. I've worked the one, two, three, and now we've come to the plan of God, the fulfillment of the plan of God. Even though you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, God will fulfill His own plan. God does not depend on us to fulfill His plan. Now, when we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we are not received any. We're not going to receive any blessing. He fulfills His plan, but we receive no blessing. So, someone may pray. People have this idea of a mother prays. She's not a believer. She's not filled with the Holy Spirit. She prays for... It's not a matter that something does or doesn't happen in God's plan with her in her prayer life. It's with her. Not with what God is doing, but in her. She will not receive happiness and the blessing. So there's that issue. Now, that brings us to come to five. Being judged as to being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being judged as to being filled with the Holy Spirit. You may not be filled with the Holy Spirit, then maybe, despite whatever you plan on doing, God will fulfill His plan, and you may or may not receive divine discipline by God. But again, you continue to receive being loved by God. Now the point here is that some believers are disciplined at different points in life. Some are not. Some are not. Some are disciplined. Sometimes I individually, will be disciplined. Sometimes not. It's God's plan, what God is doing. So that brings us now to any questions, 1 through 5. Okay. Number 6. Being blessed in the Spirit-filled life means rewards. We've been talking about be filled with the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, walk by faith. Now, the rewards that come from this. Our time on earth will be rewarded by our gaining of rewards, our blessings, at the judgment seat of Christ. Every believer stands at the judgment seat of Christ. When the rapture occurs and Christians removed off the earth, the judgment seat of Christ starts, and in which every Christian will be judged, evaluated by Jesus Christ. You cannot avoid it. Every one of us will stand in evaluation before Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is not going to punish believers. Nobody's going to be punished. No believer is going to be punished at the judgment seat of Christ. But rather reward believes for their faithful service of being under the Lord, being faithful service of the Lord. God the Father was asked by His Son, Jesus Christ, to give every believer in the church age the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So every born-again believer is indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, for the believers who make the decision to be filled with the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord, they will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. People, you want that. You want to be. The Lord is going to give rewards to believers at the judgment seat of Christ. This is what you want. There will be no discipline after death. There may be shame by loss of reward from the Lord, but no discipline. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, Paul, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and now another is building on it. But each person must be careful how he builds on it. That's talking about all up to today. You and I. Building, not building. Now verse 11. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become evident, for the day will show it. That's the judgment seat of Christ, will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work, yours, throughout the short time you have on earth, that time you spend or waste. Verse 14, if anyone's work which he has built on is on it rewards, if you're building rewards, he will receive a reward at the judgment seat of Christ. If anyone's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet only so as through fire. So what he's saying here is, we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. You have nothing to give, nothing rewarded. So you're going to lose suffering. You're going to lose reward. You're going to suffer loss. Verse 16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the temple of God dwells in you? That's the Holy Spirit. If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Okay? That brings us now to number 7. Rewards at judgment seat of Christ, but not judged for sins. You'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ, but you will not be judged for sins. People remember, Christ on the cross paid the price for all of our sins. You will not be judged for sins. Every believer in the church age will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us. You don't get to pass away. Well, I'll just pass away in this. No, every believer will stand before Jesus Christ, so that each one may receive compensation for his deeds done through the body, when you're a believer, alive, in accordance with what he has done, whether good or bad. Good, filling of the Holy Spirit. Bad, not in the filling of the Holy Spirit. Point 8. Pray for one another. Do not judge one another on this earth. Pray for one another. Encourage each believer you know to live a Spirit-filled life. People, pray for each other right here in this room, in this church. When you drive in to the parking lot, pray for one another. Doesn't mean we're all going to like each other.
No.
not me. There go me. I'm a hard-headed person. And
amen.
Wait a minute. And but we want to be in prayer for each other. We do the work of God. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. But as for you, why do you judge your brother or sister? Are you as well? What do you regard your brother or sister with contempt? For we will all appear before the judgment seat of God. We're all going to stand there. And then finally, point 10. Do what?
They're only up to 9.
We just did 9.
No,
we're on 9. On ours, it's 9.
Okay, 9. No discipline, but suffer of loss. No divine discipline at the judgment seat of Christ, but suffer of shame. No suffering loss, but suffering shame. There is also severe discipline to believers, Christians, who live their life of shame, of sin. They will continue to be loved by God, but His discipline can end their life right there. Not everyone, by no means, but there are some that do experience by the sin unto death. 1 John 5:16. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin, not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I am not saying that he should make request for this. Now, very simply what we're talking about here, this has caused a lot of trouble to a lot of people. A lot of people. Preachers. Preachers have trouble with this one. But what we're dealing with, a believer in Christ lives a life in sin, they can reach a point where God just says, it's time to come on home. You're a troublemaker, you cause trouble, you this or that, come on home. That's it. Now, this is not happening to most of us, but we pray for each other. Pray for each other in regard to sin. We pray that God will take care of us, and therefore God restores us and carries us on in His plan. 1 John 5:16. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. Now, little children, remain in me, remain in Him, so that when He appears, judgment seat of Christ, we may have confidence and not draw back from Him in shame at His coming. You don't want to be in shame at the judgment seat of Christ. You don't want shame. You want to be evaluated before Christ in glory. So, that's those. Now, we've been in the midst of studying prayer. So let's continue our study of prayer. We've continued, we've made through 5 points. Yes?
I just have a question. So, what you're saying is, if we at the judgment seat of Christ, if we are not in the Spirit through life, then everything will be hay, wood, and stubble to Him. So they will not, we will not be judged for our sin, but it'll just burn up because our works has no value.
That's right. That's right. No discipline.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Very quickly, we've already been through 5 points. Very quickly, point one, why should we always pray? God desires to hear your voice. Believe it or not. Maybe your husband doesn't. Maybe your wife doesn't. Maybe your parents don't. Maybe your children don't. Maybe people at church don't. But God desires to hear your voice. Two, prayer should always be proclaimed in thanksgiving. Three, different emphasis of prayer. We spent some time on that. Four, order of prayer. And then five, prayer is disciplined, is dependent upon relationship. And that brings us now to point six, a very powerful point in the study of prayer. So point six, when we are confused, so broken, God the Holy Spirit prays for us. That is important to our daily lives. In your life, may be confused about circumstances, be broken. Somebody dies that's not at that age, they're young. Get broken about it. Don't know how to pray about this. So we have Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 26. Now, excuse me. Now, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Things in your life just get too heavy. Things are what you're going on you don't like. They're very heavy. Don't even know how to pray to God. God the Holy Spirit does. Continuing. And He who searches the hearts, at your heart, that's the Holy Spirit, searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So He will come to you and be in prayer as to what God would have prayer. Couple points. One, notice our position in this weakness. Weakness. Two, the Holy Spirit prays for us when we do not know what we pray. So the Holy Spirit prays for us with wisdom from God that we need His witnesses to give. Three, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. That's what comes from us. Difficulties, circumstances in our life, groaning. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. This is so wonderful. Here you are in pain. You do not know what to pray. And the Holy Spirit not only knows what needs to be said, but in groaning, too deep for us to ward them up to God. Or, here is something else wonderful. The Holy Spirit prays for us in accordance to the will of God. Now, sometimes I think, you know, I think I'll just let the Holy Spirit just give every prayer. I don't always know what to do. And I'm going to say, I'm not sure. But this is the will of God. So I think it's the will of God. It looks like it'd be the good will of God. It looks like it'd be a good will. But it's the Holy Spirit who knows. I think I'll just turn it over to the Holy Spirit. But we have the privilege of prayer. So, the Holy Spirit prays for us in according to the will of God. Sometimes we are in fear, sometimes in weaknesses, and not even know what the will of God is in the situation. And here comes your friend, the Holy Spirit. Pray exactly what he knows God needs. What a friend that is. Five. So, often when we find ourselves so weak and no need even knowing, no need of even knowing what to pray, we can find ourselves empty of prayer. But the Holy Spirit prays by bringing to us the love of God and the love of Christ that we need and cannot lose. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, this is an important study to me as part of in Romans. So now let's just cover some questions. One, well, in other words, what does the Holy Spirit? Why does the Holy Spirit pray for us? Why does the Holy Spirit pray for us? One, he prays for us because we are weak. We are in need of his aid. We need his strength. We're too weak. So he prays for us. Two, he prays for us because we do not know how to pray to God. We do not know. Three, he prays for us because he intercedes for us by the will of God. We do not know what God's will, what God's plan or will is, and the Holy Spirit brings it to us in the prayer. Hear the love of God for us when we need him in the time of prayer. Don't spend time in the situation. Spend time in your prayers with God and for God. He will give peace to soul, strengthen our weakness. He will do it. And here is something so wonderful still on this issue. A lot of people are not aware of this one. Jesus is also said to pray for us, not only in our prayer in John 17, but also in Hebrews 7:25. Now, very quickly, I feel sorry for those who think that Hebrews is not for the church. A lot of people do. The book of Hebrews is not for the church. And what is a tragedy for that is they denied that Jesus praying for them when they deny that he does. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is also able to save forever those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. When things in your life come to a point where you simply do not know how and what to pray, please, please, just bow down, get into quietness, pray to God the Father that the Holy Spirit will say the prayers that you need to have prayed. Then have peace in your soul for the prayers of the Holy Spirit. In all circumstances, we are helpless and we are in need to just go into prayer to God for our needs. And when we do not know, go to the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ Himself. Offer what is physically need. They will offer what is physically need is not what we spiritually need. And therefore, we cry out to God in our weaknesses for the Holy Spirit to come and pray for us. We may not directly know what God is doing in COVID-19. Don't really know. But the Holy Spirit knows, and Jesus Christ knows what is happening throughout the whole world because of COVID-19. We may not know what is going on in our own assembly. People in here getting COVID-19. But the Holy Spirit knows, and Jesus Christ knows. We, therefore, let us pray together with the Holy Spirit in regards to our very assembly. Just concentrating on our assembly. Thousands of people all over the world. I'm talking about these few right here in this assembly. Be in prayer for each other. Prayer for each other's family. Prayer for each other's needs. Prayer for each other growing in the knowledge of Christ. All right, that brings us to point 7. Paul gives thanks for all the good things he has known concerning this group of believers. Another ingredient of prayer is intercession, praying for others. We should pray for believers, and we should pray for unbelievers. Some things we pray that we have opportunity to offer the truth of the gospel, and pray for the building, for the multitudes, maybe unbelievers, they will hear and respond to the gospel. Now, as to the prayers for believers, covers a multitude of things in prayer. That's why we, a lot of times, we'll just go to the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Pray for pastors. Pray for pastors here. Phil, Kit, Tom, hey, thank you. Be in prayer. Be in prayer for missionaries. Those you know, those you don't know, but those that are believers. Evangelists. I don't think there are that many evangelists anymore today in function, but there are a lot. You should be in prayer for those in your family, those who are your friends. But in prayer for those who do not, like you, need out to harm you. There are those who want to harm you. Pray for your enemies. Then there are petitions. These are prayers which you give to yourself. Never fail to pray for your own needs, your own work in the plan of God. There are a multitude of petitions. You and your own needs. Others may not even know you need them. But you know, be in prayer. Physical needs, work, personal, family, marriage, whatever. Most important, spiritual needs. Like growing in the Word of God. Getting along with others in your life, in the church. Getting along with families, family members. Getting along with those in the assembly. People, life's too short and it's too dangerous right now. We should be in prayer for each other. Remember, you may not get along with everyone. So be sure in the power of the Holy Spirit on whatever you need to be in prayer with another for in assembly. Be in prayer for them. Be in prayer for yourself. Take time and study from Colossians chapter 3, where Paul covers a multitude of things about getting along with one another, and closes this study line in the Colossians with, beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Point 8, learn about prayer from the Word of God. Now, this one we could spend several hours, but let me just list them for you. Some of them, seven of them. Prayers from the Word of God. 1, Job prayed for his friends who were against him. Job 42:10. That's a great prayer. That is a great time of prayer. And what he did for his friends who were against him really brought to them rewards. 2, how to have your prayers answered. John 15:7 and 1 John 5:14-15. 3, pray at all times in the Spirit. 4, pray that others will be filled in knowing the will of God. 5, pray so that you can live a quiet life. A lot of people don't pray for that one very often in 1 Timothy 2. Now, as you get older, this becomes a nice prayer. It's a shame we don't pray it when we're young. Pray for a quiet life. Stay in trouble. Stay out of all of the hots and things going on. Stay in the plan of God. 6, pray for us. Us. 1 Timothy 5:26. 7, pray for another believer who is in sin. Do you hear that? You don't judge for a believer in sin. You pray for a believer in sin. That's what you do. Kind of give you an attitude of a Marine. A Marine comes up on another Marine. Just jumped it. He's drunk. Sitting together, lying in the ditch. What a Marine will do, he'll go quickly, grab that Marine, get him out of there. Get him safe. Get him away where he's not seen. That's what a good Christian should do. Pray for believers in sin. 9.9, for whom do we pray? For whom do you pray? Just gave you some in 1.7, but for whom do you pray? Paul had never personally met certain believers, yet he prays for them, gives thanks for them. Question, do you spend time giving thanks for other believers whom you do not know? You do not know. Do you spend time praying for them? Like believers in Tucson Bible Church. Believers in Judy Brown's church in Indiana. Other churches. Where's your brother's church? Your sister's
church?
Yeah.
Oklahoma and Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. There's so many churches you can just spend time praying for. You don't know them, but you pray for them. There are believers who are known for their love toward one another. How about that? there are believers who are known for love toward one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. We always give thanks to God for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly keeping in mind your work of faith, labor of love, perseverance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our Lord and Father. This is a perfect example for everyone who to pray for one in their prayer life. Point 10. Now, we come to the close of the study of a prayer today. It is so important in our prayers for one prayer for one another to pray for people. We do not know, and this is about prayer or spiritual love. What we should be praying for one another is about spiritual love. We should love those we pray for in our families, in our local churches, and in other believers. Learn from this. First, about everyone in the power of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, even self-control. Goodness, against such things, there is no law. So, when you pray for others, always remember two things. First, yourself, under the power of the Holy Spirit. And then secondly, pray for these fruits of the Holy Spirit for those who for whom you pray. In other words, pray love for one another. Pray for joy, peace for one another, that they also come under the power of the Holy Spirit and have patience, kindness, and so forth. So, with this in mind, in the fruit of the Holy Spirit and in your prayers, 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brother, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love of each one of you all toward one another grows even greater. Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance, faith in the midst of all the persecutions and afflictions which you endure. And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love, spiritual love. Not things, but in spiritual love for one another and for all others, just we do also for you. Now, I want to just report this, go over this again. Pray on spiritual love. Not about their needs, new cars, new this, new that, they were dumped a house, on and on. No. It's about spiritual love for one another. Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in every knowledge, and all discernment. Philippians 1:4, always, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Jude 1:20, praying in the Holy Spirit. Next Sunday, we'll continue now in the study of Ephesians. And we still got things to cover in prayer, but this is our study in the prayer. But it's part of the prayer, and it's going to deal with power. We're going to come into a study that I don't know that I've done in a long time. We're going to spend some time on power. The power of God, the power of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit in the world and in your own life. Let's close in a word of prayer. We thank you that you sent to us your Spirit. Because often we don't know how to pray. But we can just calm down. Be quiet, and your Spirit will pray for us. What an awesome God you are. And then, Heavenly Father, that you do, the power of your Spirit, teach us how to pray at times. But we need to pray for others, pray for ourselves. Father, we thank you for prayer. We thank you that we can pray all day, every day, all night, every night. Pray for you. Pray for your Son in our lives. Pray, Father, you take the things we've seen today, use these things for the honor, the glory of our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen.